Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number two of the Rob Brown Show is underway. This is ESPN Upstate. Hello, South Carolina. It's great to be with you once again. I am Rob Brown. The pleasure, as always, exclusively mine. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being a part of the broadcast. Thanks for being a part of our afternoon and letting us be a part of yours. The great one, Lonzo, back in the palatial ESPN Upstate studios, in charge of buttons, knobs, levers, microphones, all kinds of stuff that makes the show go. One down, Zo. It's Championship Friday.
It is, and I'm starting to get nervous.
What is the worst part about the playoffs? Is it the nervousness leading up to the game? Is it watching a team that you considered a heavy favorite last week, mine, get bounced early? Like, when does the nerve kick in, and what causes it? Especially when you're coming off of a trophy, you greedy son of a gun.
Hey, listen, I've only experienced one that I was aware of once. So how am I being greedy? Yeah, I want all I can get, of course, but that's not being greedy. That's just you enjoyed the moment, you enjoyed the feeling, and you want some more of that. What's wrong with that?
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. I was in the same boat. I get it. I am intrigued by this Bills-Chiefs matchup this weekend, and we're going to make our picks this hour. In fact, we can go ahead and jump into these games, though, because I think that, and by the way, to answer the texter who has now asked me multiple times, yes, I did eat the purple Doritos last night. Here's what I'll tell you. I'm not going to spend a ton of time on that, but I ate the purple Doritos last night, Lonzo, and I will tell you that they were good. I don't know that they would upend Cool Ranch as my favorite Doritos of choice, but they were good. I expected more spice out of them, to tell you the truth. There was like zero spice in there to me. It was very, very mellow. I will tell you, it was probably the least cheesiest of the Doritos that I've had so far. Didn't have that overwhelming cheese taste that some of the other Doritos flavors have. It was good. It was like a light, like if you took a tortilla chip and you just gave it a little light pass, like not a scoop, but a straight dip, straight up and down, in and out of a sweet Thai chili sauce, which is just fine with me. I like Thai food.
How come it sounds like you're describing a bad date? Yeah, she was really nice, you know? Yeah, we had some fun. I'm not sure that I'll take her out again.
You know what? That's because that's exactly what's happening. That's why. Because that is exactly what's happening. It was good. I could see there being some potential there down the road if I was to spend a little more time and effort in developing some chemistry with it. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that with the thousands, 10,000s of other flavors available, I'm not going to sit here and make this one a priority. If it happens naturally, that's great. But, the chemistry just wasn't there for me to forsake all of my other available options to move on with this one.
So what you're saying is those Doritos had a great personality.
Yes. Those Doritos have a phenomenal personality. I just don't know if those Doritos' personality was a good enough personality that it's going to make me walk away from the... Now I'm trying to figure out how to talk about how much I love Cool Ranch Doritos without coming across as a complete creep and weirdo. And I can't come up with it.
It might be too late for that.
I think I've walked myself into a corner here. Cool Ranch Doritos are the supermodel of Doritos. And the sweet, spicy pepper or chill, whatever it's called. It should just be called sweet Thai chili pepper. That Dorito is like... the chick you meet at the Dave Matthews Band's concert, and she's different, and she's quirky, and she's kind of fun, and like you could see yourself having a little fun with her here and there, like you could see yourself going out on a couple of dates just for fun, but at the end of the day, when the 9.5 calls you at 11:30 and says, "Hey, you up, winky face?" You're going back to the Cool Ranch. That just is what it is.
All right, now that went completely creepy.
Yeah, well, I decided if that's going to go there, I'm just going to lean into it.
I'm just trying to picture myself at a Dave Matthews concert, and I just can't quite do that.
You know, I'm not a huge Dave Matthews fan.
I mean,
he's
all right, but I've kind of pictured in my mind what the concert would be like, and that's probably not my scene.
All right, let's get into our championship weekend selections. And so, we'll start with your game. The Buffalo Bills on the road in Kansas City, set to take on the defending Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. And we are going to start with this. It starts and ends with me for Patty Mahomes. He's still in concussion protocol. He also, it came out, apparently has a minor toe injury that he is dealing with as well. I don't know where that came from, but apparently Patrick Mahomes has a minor toe injury that's been causing him some issues this week. Now, he has been practicing with the team the last 2 days. Yesterday evening after practice, apparently Andy Reid said that he looked like he was moving along smoothly. He was moving along comfortably. There were no issues on the field. He didn't seem to be lacking mentally. Seemed like all his facilities were there. I'm leaning towards the assumption, Lonzo, that he will play. But even if he can't play, the Chiefs are going to do everything in their power to sell the Bills on the fact that he's going to. So it doesn't shock me that most of the reports are positive. However, I think Patty Mahomes plays this weekend, and if he does, I like the Chiefs.
Yeah, I do think he plays also. And if you recall, if you're watching the game, he hurt his toe early on in the game, and he was a different player after that. And, I mean, later on, the concussion or whatever that was happened. But before that, he was in pain, and when it first happened, I was telling my daughter, "That looks like turf toe." And so she's like, "What is turf toe?" I was like, "I can't explain turf toe. Look up the pictures, and you'll be disgusted, because turf toe is, I've seen it in person. I've never had it, luckily. I know it has a lot of pain goes along with it. And that's what it looked like he was suffering from, and I've heard some reports. I haven't seen it, you know, a team doctor come out and say that's what he has. But that right there, I mean, you don't want to tell the other team that you have turf toe, because then they're going to say, okay, he's not going to run the ball. And as far as it affecting his throwing motion, what is his throwing motion? I mean, he can throw from anywhere behind his back with his eyes closed, all that kind of stuff. It's not going to affect that, but it does affect his ability to run. And I think that's more of a concern than the concussion if he plays. And, I am concerned about his foot. I am going to pick the Chiefs to win, but like I was nervous last week with Cleveland and had good cause to be, I'm definitely nervous with Buffalo, because Buffalo, I think, is a better all-around team than Cleveland, at least this year, maybe not next year, but at least this year. This is a scary game. It really is.
By the way, as a brief aside, as all of the asides on this show obviously are,
hey, there are no asides. It's just a direction.
It's right. The train can't come off the tracks. It's never on them. And I actually learned this a couple of years ago. Actually, I had an orthopedic surgeon on my show once to talk about this because a number of years ago, and I don't remember who it was, but there was another playoff game that had one of the superstars out with turf toe. And whenever you hear turf toe, you kind of laugh at it, right? Like, it sounds like a goofy injury. I was talking to an orthopedic surgeon. He actually says it's actually a really problematic injury. It is a metatarsophalangeal joint sprain. That is an injury to the connective tissue between the foot and one of the toes. And when the big toe is involved, it is known as a turf toe. A number of years ago, there was a, and I don't know the name of the organization, but there was a group of American orthopedic doctors. It was like, the Association of Orthopedic Doctors or whatever their organization is, actually was campaigning to get people to stop referring to it as turf toe and start referring to it as, and I'm not making this up, Zoe, death toe. They wanted to change turf toe to death toe to get people to understand just how serious of an injury this is. It is a metatarsophalangeal joint sprain, commonly impacting football players mostly. The injury recurs when someone or something falls on the back of the calf while that leg's knees and tips of the toe are touching the ground. The toe is hyperextended and thus the joint is injured. Can also happen with athletic shoes that have flexible soles combined with cleats that grab the turf that can cause an overextension of the big toe. It can occur on the lesser toes as well, but it's when it's on the big toe, which if you think about when you're running and cutting, the big toe is what gives you that last little bit of grip and boost off the ground. When you run, I know it's hard to imagine, but your cleats work this way as well. That's why they have that one big spike on the front of the cleat. When you roll your foot forward, you obviously land on the heel, you roll through the ball of the foot, and then onto your toes, and your big toe, so your toes will actually make a gripping motion into the ground, and your big toe is kind of, imagine if you're grabbing something, your big toe is kind of like the middle finger, which is the finger on your hand that exerts the most force when you grab something. The big toe grabs the ground and then kind of rolls up and pushes. You push off the front of your foot in order to run. So when that big toe is sprained and the ligaments inside of the toe are strained or are bruised up or in some cases broken, you can't push off that foot anymore. You cannot run. Like, you physically cannot run. So if you get this type of injury, that's why you hear turf toe and people go, oh, can't you play with a hurt toe? The answer is you physically cannot do it because of how important your big toe is to the actual movement of your foot when you are running. It's usually a 2 to 3 week injury that can become more serious if left untreated and can cause serious problems for athletes down the road. So if it is indeed turf toe, Lonzo, a full-blown case of turf toe, and he suffered it last week, there's a better than good chance that Patrick Mahomes would not be able to play again until the Super Bowl if the Chiefs made it there. This is a big deal if it is indeed actually turf toe and not just a bruise or something.
Well, and I haven't seen them come out and say it, so it's just been speculated on. And when it happened, if I remember, I think one of the announcers said that's what it looked like, and that's what it looked like to me, too. And hopefully that's not what it is. Hopefully, is even if it's just a sprained toe or even a broken toe, yeah, I know, you'd rather have a broken toe than you would a turf toe. And the fact to say death toe, look up pictures. If you haven't seen what turf toe looks like, it looks like the foot is dying.
Yeah, it's rough. It is rough. That bruise can spread all the way from your big toe back through the rest of your foot, all the way up to about midway up through your foot and over to the other toes if it's a bad case. Now Andy Reid did come out and say that he thinks he'll be okay. He said, quote, "I think he'll be okay with the toe part. I think we'll be all right there." But Adam Teacher, who writes in Kansas City, says that he was also very non-committal about describing the injury nor Mahomes' availability for the AFC Championship game. He did say that he did not believe the toe would keep him out of the game, but would not go any further about exactly what it is. And we'll come back here in just a second, and we'll talk X's and O's in the next segment, Lonzo. But it's, to me, like I said, it's this is a big issue. If Patrick Mahomes can play and is healthy, then I think the Chiefs are the favorite in this game. If Chad Henne has to start this game, I think the Bills on the road become your favorite.
Yeah, I agree. They become your favorite, but it's not impossible for the Chiefs to win with Chad Henne because of all the weapons that they have on offense. And if Clyde Edwards-Helaire comes back, even though he's limited, if he comes back, you got him. And if Watkins comes back, you got him. So you're adding two more pieces back into the puzzle. Even though they may be limited, they're still good pieces to have. So I think Chad Henne can win against Buffalo, but it's improbable.
All right. When we come back here in just a minute, we'll get into the X's and O's of this game, give you some previews to what we think happens on the field, as well as our final score. Back half of the hour, we'll talk NFC football. We'll run you through all the storylines going up to Brady v. Rodgers and give you the X's and O's and picks for that game as well. All of that coming up on the Rob Brown Show. This, ladies and gentlemen, is ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You remember the old story of David and Goliath? Of course, Goliath, the enormous mountain of a man who was the power on the battlefield. David, smaller, underpowered, but maybe a touch smarter. Here's the problem. The problem in this Bills-Chiefs matchup, in which the Bills are clearly David and the Chiefs are clearly Goliath, the problem here for David is, what do you do when Goliath is Goliath, but oh, also Goliath runs a 4.440? How do you handle that? How do you handle a David and Goliath story when Goliath is not only enormous and powerful, but he's faster than you are as well? The answer is, I don't know. The Bills back in the conference championship for the first time since 1993, and they face not just the Goliath of the AFC, that is the Kansas City Chiefs today. But on top of that, they end up facing a Goliath that is quick, that has skill position players all over the field that can get it done. Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, however, have been in games similar to this one and come out successful. This is going to be an interesting one. Zoe, give me a couple of keys to this game for your Chiefs to move on. Then I'll do the same for the Bills.
Well, obviously the first one we discussed in the last segment, it's for a at least semi-healthy Patrick Mahomes. Obviously to win, if Mahomes is in there, you have a great advantage because he is one of the best quarterbacks in the game today. The other key will be Travis Kelce. If you watched last week against Cleveland, Kelce was the guy who came up big whenever Mahomes needed a first down, whenever he needed a spark, it was Kelce. And much like Gronk was and other tight ends in the past, Tony Gonzalez, a tight end that's like a receiver but as big as a tight end, pays dividends. And that dude is always open, and he's going to get you the extra yard. So I think Travis Kelce is definitely one of the keys.
Travis Kelce, I think, Lonzo, might be alongside George Kittle at the same spot for the 49ers. I think might be the most valuable player on any team who is never given the credit that they deserve. Travis Kelce is not an escape valve, Lonzo. He is not an escape pod to bail you out. Travis Kelce is a weapon in and of himself that defenses seem to forget about in certain spots. Last week, there were a handful of spots where Mahomes would drop back. He'd get into the pocket. You'd go, oh my gosh, it's been 3-4 seconds. This is a coverage sack. And then all of a sudden he wings the ball down the field and Travis Kelce's by himself in the middle of the field for another 13, 14, 20-yard game. Travis Kelce being a key to the game, I agree with 100%, Zoe. And that is true of every game that Travis Kelce plays in. The guy is not a pass-catching tight end. The guy is a first-down generating machine who pops up whenever you finally think, okay, they've got Mahomes figured out. They're limiting him. They are keeping him from being comfortable in the pocket. Every time a team thinks that they have got Mahomes dead to rights, there's Travis Kelce running wide, butt naked open down the middle of the field. It impresses me from him. And even with he's in coverage, he comes up with catches that if Odell Beckham Jr. made them, they would be ESPN top 10 features every night. Travis Kelce, though, might be the most underappreciated player in all of the National Football League.
I just want to say a couple years ago, I was getting a Kansas City jersey, and I got a Kelce jersey because that's the guy. I mean, most people go for the quarterback, could have went for the Honey Badger, could have went for Cheetah, but no, I wanted a Travis Kelce jersey because that guy, not only is he the best in the game today, he's also really cool, and there's just so much about him, and that guy is fiery. That's the guy that's going to get you going. That's the guy you want on your team.
Yeah. He's and again, he and you know, the younger version of him and George Kittle, that's exactly what they are, man. They're just human generators. They are. They generate first downs. They generate emotion and energy. They generate escape opportunities when their quarterbacks get in trouble, which for Mahomes is not very often. And that is an incredibly dangerous combo, right? Like, I got to tell you, I think as the years roll on, we're going to see a resurgence in the tight end position, Lonzo, because as you get these mobile quarterbacks, guys that are able to extend plays when the pocket collapses, they're able to get outside the pocket, widen the field out, widen the play out a little bit. Tight ends become incredibly valuable there. Defensive backs are focused up on wide receivers and running backs out of the backfield. You typically end up with linebackers having to fall back into coverage to cover up the tight end. Give me an incredibly athletic tight end. Give me a Kittle or a Kelce along with a mobile quarterback. And, I mean, it's almost unfair. It's almost a cheat code in the NFL. I'll tell you right now, as we continue to watch the NFL quarterback position become a position that is more and more mobile, we're going to get more Lamar Jacksons. We're going to get more Patrick Mahomes. We're going to get more Russell Wilsons coming out of college, more Josh Allens coming out of college. As that becomes the way that the quarterback position evolves in the NFL, though, I think we're going to start seeing the tight end position evolve alongside it. And Travis Kelce, George Kittle, those are just the beginning of the next generation of tight ends. I think he is immensely valuable.
You know, I completely agree. And if you've ever had the chance, I know you have and I have, to be down on the field or a practice field for an NFL team and see how big they look big when you see them in the game. But to stand next to a couple of these guys, you're like, this guy actually catches the ball and runs with it. It's scary.
A few years ago, the preseason of 2009, I was working for Roy Jones Jr. at the time. He had a big fight coming up against, I don't remember who it was, but Jeff Lacy, who was like number 18 in the world, I think, at that point. Anyway, Roy Jones got invited to a Saints practice the start of the 2009 season, and since I was working for him and his manager knew I was a big Saints fan, he invited me to come. So I got to go to a Saints practice. And we got to meet the guys, meet the team, hang out with them, whatever. I got to meet Jeremy Shockey. You remember Jeremy Shockey, former University of Miami dude?
Yeah, also played for the Panthers, if I recall.
That is correct. Yeah. That is correct. So Jeremy Shockey was on the Saints at that time. And I got to, during the beginning of practice, they had the wide receivers, tight ends, and quarterbacks working together, kind of a skeleton 7-on-7 kind of deal. I was standing next to Jeremy Shockey. The dude is thick. Right. And then you start thinking about how scary it's got to be when that dude catches the rock. My dude rolled about, so I'd guess right now he was in the ballpark of 6'6", 245, 250 and solid. If you were a guy when Jeremy Shockey caught the ball and turned up field, that was the last line of defense between Jeremy Shockey and an NFL end zone, I think I'd go ahead and let him score, Lonzo. I really do. That's called a business decision.
Especially if you are a slight DB, you might want to just get out of the way.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so there's those keys to the Chiefs, my keys for the Bills. Number one, I got to see Josh Allen utilized in every facet of the game. What do I mean by that? Designed runs, rollouts, quarterback counters, etc. I need you to design the offense around Josh Allen. I need Josh Allen to know he doesn't have to force the ball. If it's not there, we want you to use your legs. Design some runs to keep linebackers honest so it is there. And if they get dishonest, make sure Josh Allen knows that running the ball is not just acceptable, it's what I want to happen. Second off, defense in the red zone has got to be elite. You know that Kansas City is going to get the ball into the red zone. You know that Kansas City is going to get the ball inside the last 10 yards. You have got to make them settle for 3 more than 7. If you can keep them to field goals 50% or more of their trips inside the red zone, then you are going to have a shot in this game. Third thing I got to see, you got to bring pressure. And I'm not talking about rushing 4 and get to Mahomes. I'm talking you got to bring 5-6 guys occasionally. You got to bring extra pressure on Mahomes. Slam that pocket. Collapse that pocket. Keep that pocket where Mahomes cannot escape it, and it's falling in around him. He's made mistakes this year. He's made mistakes. He has gotten some spots where he has thrown a couple of picks here and there, and it hasn't gone well when he's under immense pressure. You got to do that. Bring the extra linebacker. Bring a safety off the outside to keep that pocket. Whatever you got to do, make sure that Mahomes does not get the chance to stay comfortable. And finally, and this is one that I wrote down before you brought up Travis Kelce, though, so I'm glad that you did. You have got to cover up Travis Kelce. I don't care if it takes man-to-man. I don't care if it takes a zone that is heavily concentrated on the middle of the field. Whatever you're going to do for the pressure on Mahomes to work, you have got to eliminate Travis Kelce as a receiving option down the field. If you can do that and get pressure on Patty Mahomes, you have got a real chance. The problem here, though, is that's like saying all you have to do to stop a train is stand in front of it and push real hard. Is it possible? Theoretically. Is it realistic? No, not really. Zoe, Chiefs win 34-24.
I'm going to say Chiefs win 21-20.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm worried.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting, interesting. All right, we got our picks on the table. 34-24 for the Chiefs, says Rob. Lonzo says it is a shootout. 21-20 defenses on the field for these two teams in the AFC title game. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll give you the storylines leading up to Bucks-Packers, as well as break down that game and give you our predictions on that one. Final hour of the show. We'll do one more run at the Doritos Burger. The Undertaker has said some things that infuriated me about wrestling. We'll talk about that. It's going to be a busy back hour and a half. Stick around. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's ESPN Upstate, hour number two underway. We are talking National Football League Conference Championship Weekend. NFC Championship game. So we talked AFC. Lonzo and I both have the Chiefs. He by a point. Though I will ask you before we get to our NFC game, Zoe, how much of that is your legit unbridled analysis, neutral sitting there with no shades on, and how much of that is just Chiefs fan is nervous before big game?
The answer to that is yes.
That's what I thought. All right, the Buccaneers have a chance to make NFL history. By the way, Tom Brady has a chance to set another record this weekend, Lonzo. Of course, Lonzo, if you did not know, is the president of the Tom Brady fan club here in the upstate. You can email him your request to join the Tom Brady fan club. Tom Brady has an opportunity, though.
File.
has a chance to become the first NFL player in history to participate in 10 Super Bowls. No player has done 10 Super Bowls so far, and if Brady wins this weekend, he will become the first. In fact, there are only a limited number of athletes that have been able to participate in 10 championship games in any sport at all. That club is a very, very small club in the world of professional athletes. Brady would be able to join an elite group and become the only player in the National Football League able to do it. In the history of the NBA, the MLB, the NHL, and the NFL, only 23 players have participated in 10 championship games total. The last one to do it, LeBron James. LeBron is the only guy who has done it in last, though, 30 years. LeBron James, the only other guy still active at all, but the only guy since your boy was 5 years old to participate in 10 championship rounds. Pretty damn impressive, if you ask me.
You really want me to say something?
Yeah, I'm setting you up to say nice things about Tom Brady. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Well, I'm not going to do it. I'm absolutely. Yes, it's a great career moment for him. Way to go.
Sounded so sincere.
You know, I'm not going to act like, wow, what a great job. Good job, Tommy. Good job. I'm not going to be that. That's not me. I'm just not going to do it. If the management walked through the door right now and told me that I had to be nice to Tom Brady, I absolutely would get up out of my seat, grab the mic, and be nice to Tom Brady. But that's the only way it's going to happen.
The Buccaneers have to, of course, go through Lambeau Field. Aaron Rodgers has participated in 5 NFC Championship games so far, but zero of them have taken place at Lambeau Field. This one obviously does. For the Buccaneers, the path goes through the 14-3 Packers. The Buccaneers used to be quite familiar with Lambeau Field. They spent 25 years in the NFC Central along with the Packers, but that was many, many moons ago, ended back in 2001 with divisional realignment. During that stretch, both the Bucs and Pack rose to prominence in the 90s, culminating in a 1997 divisional playoff game in Green Bay. The last time these two got together in the playoffs, the Packers won that game 21-7 in a battle between Brett Favre and Warren Sapp. The Packers would eventually make their way to the Super Bowl. They did not win the championship that year, but they beat the Bucs to get to it. The rivalry renewed this year. Aaron Rodgers, no doubt a first ballot Hall of Famer when his time comes. Tom Brady, no doubt a first ballot Hall of Famer when his time comes. This is going to be a very interesting matchup, I think, here, Lonzo. I'm leaning Green Bay, basically riding the momentum over the Rams last week into the game this weekend. And I'll tell you, against the Saints last weekend, that was a tremendous win for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the road. But that was one of the worst games the Saints played all year. They just did not look good. That Buccaneers win was a big one. Going on the road in the NFC divisional rounds to get a win is not something you can understate, especially against the 13-3 team. But, Lonzo, that Saints team was not the Saints team that ran up those 13 wins. That Saints team was a team. Michael Thomas was around 75%. Drew Brees, you're not going to convince me he was anywhere close to 100% in that game. The Buccaneers did what they needed to do, creating 4 turnovers. It will not be a turnover fest in Green Bay like it was in New Orleans. I'm leaning Green Bay right now. So your initial thoughts?
Yeah, me too. I mean, the first meeting, though, was 38-10 Tampa Bay over Green Bay, and they did. And that was really early on in the season, and since then, Green Bay has taken a different path than what Tampa Bay's been up and down. Green Bay's been fairly consistent the rest of the season, and I think the team has taken on the demeanor and the confidence of Aaron Rodgers, and I think Aaron's got something to prove. And if it comes down to a shootout, I'm leaning more towards Aaron Rodgers than I am Tom Brady, all bias aside, just because of youth and skill right now.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk X's and O's of this game. We'll give you our official picks for the weekend. Both of us riding with the Chiefs over the Bills. Will we agree on this one as well? We'll find out when we come back. I'm Rob Brown, Lonzo with the board. This is the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate. All right, X's and O's as we talk Packers, Buccaneers. What do we need to see each team do in order to win? Off the top of your head, Lonzo, give me a key or two out of what you want to see the Green Bay Packers accomplish this weekend if they want to beat Tom Brady.
Well, the main thing they need to do is something that New Orleans failed to do last week, and that's get pressure on Tom Brady. He has shown, especially this year, but over his career, if you can get pressure on him, and he's, I'm not saying he's wimpy, he's smart. He gets down really quick if you get close to him, so it's hard to get a sack on him. But if you can get pressure on him and cause him to rush, he's going to make some mistakes. He's made more mistakes this year than I recall him ever doing as far as interceptions or rushing to throw the ball into the ground or whatever. You gotta get pressure on Tom Brady. And then Aaron Rodgers just needs the freedom to be Aaron Rodgers, get out there, sling it around, and score some points. I think you get up on this team by 2 touchdowns, this game is over.
You know, I agree with that wholeheartedly. In fact, I want to go back to the Saints regular. Remember, the Saints were 2-1 against the Bucs this year. They just lost the one that mattered. I go back to that game, and pressure is 100% the key. I mean, there's other things they can do as far as scheming and whatnot. The Saints, between those two games, ended up with like 13 sacks on Tom Brady. I think the 38-3 game, they had 8 sacks in that game. I want to say they had 5 in the first one. They were all up and over Tom Brady. He never was able to get comfortable. And that's the only way to beat Tom Brady. You got to take him out of rhythm. You cannot let him get his timing down. If he gets to the point that he gets in a rhythm and his timing with his wide receivers gets on point, then there is no stopping him at that point. You have to stop him from getting getting comfortable. It's very simple to me. Now, how you do that is going to be interesting, because they've got a pretty good offensive line, or at least they have been through the wild card round and through the divisional round. Remember, Washington has a really good front four, and they were really not able to get to Tom Brady at all. They were never able to get pressure. You are going to have to throw a lot of stunts, a lot of slants, a lot of turns and twists up at the front four and try to confuse that offensive line, get them rocked back on their heels, and then utilize that to get to Tom Brady. If you're able to do that, then you might have a shot. You might have a shot at that point of making something happen. As far as the Packers go, this is going to seem counterintuitive, Lonzo, but my key to the game, you got to run the football, and you got to lean on a lot of misdirection. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers front four is very good as well. You not only have to be able to run the ball, but you've got to be able to run the ball in some creative ways. You can't just run straight at this line. By the way, Vita Vea, who was out for the Buccaneers for a lot of the season because of a foot injury, has been reactivated and will likely play. I don't know if that'll go full game, but he will likely be in on obvious running downs this game. You got to run at them, but you can't just run into the teeth of the dragon. You're going to have to create a lot of misdirection. You're going to have to run a lot of counters. You're going to have to run around the end a couple of times. You're going to have to run a lot of zone blocking techniques that allow the running backs, to find a hole. Instead of saying the hole's going to be in the A gap, you need to run some blocking schemes that say, okay, the hole's going to be in this general direction, and then hope that your running back is able to pick up on where the hole is and make some cutbacks. When you got guys like Aaron Jones, you should be able to make that happen. It's not going to be easy. If they can do that, then they've got a chance. By the way, Zoe, you were mentioning earlier that looks like Antonio Brown is out. Is that correct?
Yes, several outlets are reporting that Antonio Brown will not play Sunday, and that hurts Tampa Bay.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does, because Antonio Brown, while he hasn't been putting up incredible numbers, has been putting up clutch catches. He's been showing up in places. Look, the Buccaneers have an incredible wide receiver core, and when Godwin and Evans aren't able to find space on the field, that's when Antonio Brown has strike. You lose that. You lose that without him. You're going to have to work the tight ends in. Gronk is going to have to show up. Gronk has not shown up in these playoffs so far. You're going to have to get Rob Gronkowski to show up. He's going to have to turn in some of the some better performances than he has been. All right, 2 hours in the books. We come back in a minute, roll through hour three on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.